merciful. God has been so kind. God has been so good. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and put your hands together. Thank God for his mighty power. Thank God for his Holy Spirit. Thank God for his saving grace. If it had not been for the Lord, y'all know what my testimony is. Where would I be? So this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. As we go to God in prayer, I want to say to you that we'll remember Mother Gilbert Moody, Sister Christopher Fulham, again, Deacon Richard Woods and his family, Sister Betty Tennant, Dr. Cornell Austin, Brother Dwight Wade, Sister Frances Petit, Brother Jimmy, Sister Cheryl Allen, Trustee James Mary, Reverend Denny Petit, Reggie Roberts and Sister Ava, Cynthia Parker, Erica Rochelle, Jack Garner, Dennis Petit, Tosca Merritt, Pam Price, anybody else that the Holy Spirit see fit. Even if you may be in here now, but if you're like me, you're still standing in the need of prayer. Amen. Amen.
Praise God, God.
This day and our daily bread. Thank you, Lord, for waking us this morning. Thank you, God, for starting us on our way. Thank you, Lord, for the activities of our limbs. Thank you, God, for protection. God, we just love you this morning and we praise you. God, this morning we give ourselves away that you may use us as you see fit. God, let move in this church from heart to heart and rest to breast. God, we had intended to be outside, but I guess you had other plans. I pray, God, that while we're inside, we stay safe through your protection and the covering of your blood. I pray for healing power for those under the sound of my voice, whether they be present physically, whether they be Facebook Live, whether they be on the phone line, or whether somebody just have someone on their heart. God, we thank you this morning, and we trust you. And we lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, God, we're going to acknowledge you. Your word declares that you will direct our path. So, Father, we ask you to have your way in this service. Move from heart to heart and breast to breast this morning, God. Through your preachers, through your deacons, God, through your praise team, through your musicians, through every member, those trustees, God. We ask you, Lord, that the offering will take it up. That you would bless it, God, sanctify it, God, that it be used for the upbuilding of their kingdom. God, this morning we trust you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we sing together. Amen. We have an opening selection by the praise team. We have an eternal promise of the scripture. With the words will come and give us the morning prayer. Amen. And we thank you, Deacon, for that testimony service. God bless you. are left free. Thank you. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take that speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. The word of God for the people of God. And God's word has already been blessed. Amen. Come back, Stephen Woods. If you would, give us a prayer this morning.
Let us pray. I'll give you time, brother, to get set. Oh, Heavenly Father, this morning, as we come unto you, dear God, we come unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, on the right now this morning, as that scripture was read, let us take the plank out of our eyes, dear God. Oh, Heavenly Father, this morning, on to the right now, just coming to the midst of this church. Touch each and every one that's here this morning under the sound of my voice. Oh, dear God, this morning, I want you to touch the pastor that's going to break the bread of life this morning. Oh, dear God, be with the choir this morning. Be with each and every musician this morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, I want you to be with not only the pastor, but his family, oh, dear God. Put your loving arms and protection around them. Trust them, that touch them, oh, dear God, that they may keep doing the things that you have them to do. Oh, Father God, I want you to this morning come into the church this morning and touch each and every officer, every auxiliary this morning of this church. Oh, Heavenly Father, I want you this morning touch those that are sick and shut in. Be with bereaved families this morning, oh, dear God. I want to remember my classmates who got killed on Friday, oh, dear God. Got run over with a notepad. Oh, Heavenly Father, touch the Baldwin family this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, this morning, I want you right now, just go down on the prison camp road. Touch those that are down there that do not know the pardon of their sins, oh, dear God. Oh, Heavenly Father, this morning, I want you to just say in the name of Jesus, I want to give this prayer in your name's sake. Let's all say amen.
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 Thank you.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and glad in it in Jesus' name. If you will, you should already know where I'm going this morning. I've learned that everybody's in a hurry today. In a microwave generation. I'm going to bless it right now. And so do I. Sometimes it's like a good meal. You just can't hurry it. You got to take your time and cut everything up and prepare everything and lay it out. And everybody and parboil your salad and get your meat good and tender. And let God do what God does. So again, we're back in Acts of the Apostles. The first chapter. We're closing it out. I'm going to actually read from verse 15 through verse 26, I believe, which should close out chapter 1. We've been slow off in this thing, is that right?
Amen.
From the NIV, I'm reading this morning, Acts chapter 1, verse 15. I like the translation of the NIV, but listen to me. Be very careful when you read the NIV. The translation is more geared toward our language or our understanding. But if you don't go back and look at the original text and then some of the King James and the New King James, you will lose what the text is trying to say to you. Amen? So always study to show yourself approved, okay? All right, Acts chapter 1. Verse 15 reads thusly, in those days Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled when the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in our ministry. With the reward, he got his wickedness. Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out. And everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their language, Academia, that is, field of blood. For it said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted, and let there be no one to dwell in it. And may another take his place of leadership. Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us. And the whole time, the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. Verse 22, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they proposed the names of two men. Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias, so he was added to the 11 apostles. Father, we pray that you would bless this word, that you would give us increase. You would strengthen your preacher, God, in his frail state and his finite man. Bless your people with open hearts and ears to hear what the Spirit is about to say to this church. Father, my prayer continues to be, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, may it be acceptable in your sight. For truly, you are my Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Let the faithful of God say, Amen. Concentration, verses 21, starting at verse 21, says, therefore it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time. The Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. This is the key phrase. Y'all ought to know that by now. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. This morning I'm inviting you through my subject to become a witness with us. Become a witness with us. If you write it down and look at that, become a witness with us. Inside of that, you will see come and witness. You hear me? But today, I want you to become a witness. So a lot of people talk about nouns, persons, places, and things, inanimate objects. Today, I'm talking about action. I'm talking about moving toward what God wants you to be in your life. Whatever your dreams, whatever your goals are, whatever God has called and ordained you to do, this is the day to start doing it. Despite who says what, despite the opposition you face, if God is calling you for a purpose in the kingdom of God, listen to me, y'all. This is the day to start doing it. Because if you don't, God will take someone else that you think is not worthy and use that person right in your face. I wish I had somebody that would pray with me till I start feeling better. Then I want you to become a witness with us. We have to come together, church. We've been outside, we've been at home, but it's opening up now where we must come together. And I'm going to say this to you. I don't care if I'm in Kansas City in a hotel room. I don't care if I'm in Japan. I'm still a witness for the Lord. You can be on the East Coast, I can be on the West Coast, and we can come together in prayer and understanding, and God will move. Amen. Yeah. I don't know about some people wear it too much. Y'all want to say that if you're going to wear it, you might well not even pray. Amen. But if you're going to pray, don't you worry about it. Tell God about your situation and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In this text we've been talking about, that in the book of the Gospel of St. Luke and the book of Acts, Luke is the first movie and Acts is the sequel to the movie. In the book of Luke, Dr. Luke writes to Theophilus, amen, gift of God. He writes to Theophilus and begins to tell him about the ministry that Jesus had on the earth. Then as he takes Theophilus through the miracles of the Lord, he takes him all the way to the cross, amen, where the Christ is crucified, amen. Y'all know 3 days later he got up with all power in his hand. That's what Luke is talking about, amen. But then he segues into the book of Acts. And in the book of Acts he comes right back and he said, oh, Theophilus, let me remind you of this Jesus. So in this discourse, in this treaty, in this discourse here, Luke comes back in Acts and begins to talk again about the things of Jesus. But the difference is, it's not the 7 last words of Jesus, it's just the last word of Jesus. Because before he ascended back to heaven, he said to them, he said, I want you to go back to Jerusalem. Y'all ought to know by now, I've been preaching this long enough. And wait, amen, verse 4, I want y'all to wait there, amen. And verse 8, you're going to see the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Ghost, which is going to come upon you and make you a witness for me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and in the uttermost parts of the world. Then Dr. Luke was putting this thing out there for Theophilus. So let's walk through the book. Let's exegete the text of Luke through Acts. First thing happened, I want you to know before I go into this text, is that Judas has plotted against Jesus with the chief priests and the scribes. Now, get this straight. Judas, who is a preacher, an apostle, chosen by the best preacher on the earth, chosen by the Son of God, amen, to be able to cast out demons, to lay hands on the sick, Judas, he plots with the chief priests and the scribes. That's significant. Chief priests and scribes, the religious people who Moses remember when his grandfather, the Jethro, his father-in-law, told him, boy, you're going to kill yourself trying to do all the work of the ministry. You need to choose you 70 men and I will put your spirit in them.
those chief priests and scribes have matriculated from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And now here they are, instead of just lifting up the name of the Lord, instead of being a witness for God, and instead of telling people, amen, and leading them to God, they are standing in the doorway of the kingdom of God, keeping folk out. That's just like folk today, but I ain't gonna go there. Y'all know where I'm going. But Judas has fought against Jesus. If you're right, Luke chapter 22, verses 1 through 6 is where he makes the plot. Then Judas betrays Jesus. Luke 22, 47 through 53. Amen. When Jesus is praying in the garden, and now his disciples have gotten weak, amen, because their spirit was with them, but their flesh was weak. And they went to sleep, but Jesus was still crying great drops of blood, praying to the Father, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but thine will be done. Amen. And then Judas shows up again with the soldiers, amen, prompted by the chief priests and the scribes. Keep that in your craw, amen. Because just cause you in church and you think you done made it to the ark of safety, and you think your enemy is at the house, and you think your enemy is on the job, and you think your enemy is in the family, and the enemy may just be on your pew, amen. You have to watch yourself when you come to church, because there's something dangerous about religious people who know of God, but they really don't know God, amen. And they try to operate God's house through a religious spirit rather than making this a house of prayer. They turn it into a den of thieves, and now we got a problem. Judas leads them to Jesus. Then he kisses Jesus on the cheek, and the Lord said, why you betrayed me with a kiss? Then Jesus crucified. Then he resurrected. Y'all remember? Then he ascends into heaven, Luke 24, 52, and Acts chapter 1, 6 through 11. And they still got power, even though the Lord told them to wait. Remember that in John chapter 20, Jesus has already breathed on them, so they have power of the Holy Ghost. Let me say it again. They're supposed to go wait in the upper room until the Holy Ghost comes. But wait a minute, Jesus. You breathe on them, and they already have power. I'm trying to talk to somebody this morning to understand that you already have power. You wait on the Lord to give me power. You got power. Talk power. Love power. Stay power. Until the power comes. Jesus gives the command. Go. Wait. Wait a minute, Jesus. Matthew 28, you told us to go in all the world. Preach the gospel. Matthew 28, that's still in the Gospels. Go ye to all the world and preach the gospel. And he comes back in the book of Acts. He said, wait until the Holy Ghost come upon you. See, some of y'all want to run ahead of God. You see what God wants you to do. God has given you the mandate to do it. And even though you have opposition, you ready to do what old folks say, run on to see what the end going to be. But sometimes the Lord gives you instruction and he tells you to wait. Look, let me clear the path for you. Let me set it up so when you get where I want you to go, people that normally would not receive you, the very enemy will feed you. So, April 11th, we talked about, can I get a witness? That's when the Lord was calling them to come together and he chose a witness. A witness, somebody to talk about what they've seen and what they heard. Not a bad witness, amen. Not a perjuring lying witness, but a good witness who will talk about the resurrection of Jesus. That's the first six sermons. This is the sixth sermon. But the first one was, can I get a witness? April the 18th, we talked about preparing to be a witness. Because I told you, you get the call from God, but you got to get yourself together so God can use you, amen, and put you on the right course for preparation that you are ready to do what God called you to do. April 25th, we talked about stand up and be a witness. A whole lot of witnesses sitting around ain't doing no work, but they always talk about what ain't nobody else doing, but they ain't doing it either. You got to stand up and be a witness. Then again, I told you to wait on the Lord. That was May 2nd. That sermon was witness while you wait. That didn't mean sit down and do nothing until you get your prompt. That word wait means to serve. It means to do something. something. You can't want anybody else to serve in the church and you don't want to do that. You want to preach, you want to sing, you want to usher, you want to take up the money, you want to fat them, you want to preach nobody, you want to do that. As a matter of fact, I don't want to see nobody, I don't want to speak. What kind of witness are you when you get the Holy Ghost of God that he gave to me? Everybody I see, I want to speak to them. Everybody I see, I want to look in your eyes to see if God is with you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to bless you. But what if the devil get in the way? What if he get in the way? I got a peanut butter and genocide. I'm going to give you half of that so we can have strength to lift up the name of Jesus. Got to learn. Be a witness. So what they do is they go back to the upper room. Verse 13, and then they start a prayer meeting in verse 14. Church, we talk about coronavirus and we don't know what to do and this happened and that happened. I lost this, that person. I don't walk away. Start a prayer meeting and begin to talk to the Lord about some things. I'm trying to tell you, God will restore your money. God will restore your relationship. Anything that you have lost on this side of heaven, God will give it back to you on this side before you leave this earth. There's nothing you can give up that God won't help you. Some folks walk away from the church trying to get a prominent position on the outside, but when you walk away from God's house, you step down. You walk down. I don't care if you're the CEO, the SO, when you walk away from God's house, you step down. Morning, I want you to come up and be a witness. This Peter stood up on that day. He was the spokesman in all of the New Testament or the Gospels. Peter stood up and talked. Sometimes Peter said some stuff that didn't make no sense, but he still was willing to be a witness, amen. And notice that every time he messed up, God did not set him down. The more he messed up, the more grace that he got. I heard Pastor Quimco Dollar say, there's not enough sin in the world to outrun God's grace. Let me say it to somebody else again. You can't do better, God, to exhaust God's grace. Whatever you need from the Lord, God can fix it for you. Body broken, God can fix it. Money burning, God can fix it. God can make a way. You can do it. Peter, spokesman. You're going to hear from Peter later in Acts chapter 11. He reports to the church. Acts chapter 12, some miraculous happened to Peter. He gets arrested on Easter. They're trying to kill him. They lock him in the jail. Got so many soldiers around him so he can't get out. And the Bible says while the church was in prayer that the angel of the Lord came and unlocked the chains of Peter. Peter was so sleep, he didn't even see the blessings of the Lord. That's for somebody else. God to bless you. God to free you. And God to let you go. You still laying down on the bed looking. Tell my Lord, I need to get up. A witness. Peter gets free, goes to this prayer meeting, knocking on the door. Sister Rhoda comes to the door, sees the blessing of the Lord, walks back to the church and says, hey, Peter is at the door. They say, that child has lost her mind. Peter is locked up in jail. I'm trying to tell somebody today that God's blessing is knocking on your door this morning. He wants to get something to you, but you're so busy worried about everything else. But all you have to do is become a witness for the Lord. Here in this text, Peter, before he gets up, they named the 11 in the book of Acts. I'm not going to read them. Go back and read them for yourself. That's your homework. Verse 13 and 14 talks about the 11 apostles, Mount Judas. Then it talks about Mary and a couple of other women, and then Mary, the mother of Jesus. Am I right about it? Who are in the upper room, the Bible says, about 120. Then in Acts chapter 13, you're going to find that Peter's ministry is still in Jerusalem. He's segueing over to Paul. In Acts chapter 13, Paul and Barnabas are chosen. And in Acts chapter 13, they are commissioned to go out and be a witness for the Lord. And they can stop the apostles' witness in Jerusalem. And I'm going to say this to somebody. Stop getting bent out of shape when somebody comes to Otis Grove or any other church, and then God moves them somewhere in the kingdom somewhere else. Let them go where God put them at, and you keep on being a witness where God got you. And if he send you somewhere else, stop talking about the people you're leaving behind, and do what God wants you to do, and get up and go where he's sending you to go, so that you can be a witness for him. He did his job. Here it is, Judas told you who have betrayed Jesus. I'm going to give you scripture that had to be fulfilled. They said, let his habitation be desolate. Psalm 69 and 25. They say, let it not only that, let his office be taken by another. Psalm 109 and 8. And then you know he tried to take the money back, but they didn't take it back, did they? The same crooks, amen, who got him to betray Jesus and gave him the money, now all of a sudden it's blood on the money. But y'all know it's all right. The Lord said that Psalm 41 and 9, he who eats bread with me will lift up his heel against me. Judas ate bread with the Lord, didn't he? At the Lord's Supper, didn't he? And now he's coming to betray Jesus. John 17 and 12, the Lord says none of them is lost except the son of destruction or the son of perdition. Some folk are fighting with the fact that if God already had it in the script for Judas to betray him, there was no way for Judas to get right. Amen. But the only thing I know is that the judgment of him was already made in the book of Matthew 7:3-10. It said that Judas, I just told you, was the blood money. And they took it and they bought a field with it. Amen. Jeremiah talked about the potter's field. Amen. Jeremiah 18 and 19. Some texts say Zechariah. They say it was a mistake. No, it ain't no mistake. The Holy Spirit does not make a mistake. Amen. Zechariah just prophesied about it. Amen. And then Jeremiah just put it down and told you where the field was. Amen. Then he told you and I that we are clay. Amen. And the Lord is the potter. And let the Lord begin to work on you. So now I'm telling you that you got to become a witness as I get ready to leave you. I'm going to tell you here that in this text it says that after response, and names of two men that they came, that they said one must become a witness. Now the witness, they laid it out in the text. If you look at it, it's real clear. The outline is that. It said they must have been with us when the Lord was coming in and coming out. That was one of the prerequisites of becoming an apostle. Amen. Then it said, not only that, from the beginning of John's baptism, amen, until Jesus was taken up in the book of Acts chapter 1:11, amen, for one of these must become a witness. Now look what they say. They said, so they proposed. Look, they proposed. Look, they gave a name. Look, but look what they said. They said, we give you the names of two men, Joseph called Barsabbas, Justice or Matthias, okay? And said, then they pray. Don't do nothing until you talk to God about it. And then when you talk to God about it, don't you do all the talking. Be still and wait for him to give you the answer to what you asked him for. Amen. So then they prayed. Y'all hear me now? And then when they prayed, it said that they chose one. Now look what they said. They said, Lord, you have already chosen one. Amen. See, they knew that the Lord was in control. Amen. I'm trying to tell you today that the Lord is still in control, no matter what it looks like. Amen. So it said that he's going to take the office of Judas. Amen. I want to tell you today that you got to be a good witness for the Lord. Amen. As I give you these scriptures and I'm gone, it was 11 apostles. Why didn't they leave the 11 alone? Well, the Bible says that Jesus chose 12. Amen. That number 12 is real powerful. That number 12 means peace. That number 12 means self-important. That number 12 was a symbol of God's power and God's will. Amen. That number 12 means something. Not only is it the symbol of perfection, that number is 12 months in a year. Ain't that right? But it's 12 trees in heaven, and it's fruit on that tree for every month of the year for the healing of the nations. I wish I had somebody. In the Old Testament, Jacob had 12 sons who became the 12 tribes of Israel. And now Jesus has picked up 12, so it had to be 12. You know what, Reverend, why? It had to be 12. It had to be 12 because in the book of Revelation, in the 21st chapter, stone tape, and then on the wall is written the name of the 12 apostles. Amen. So some folks said they chose Matthias too soon. Peter shouldn't have spoke up, and Peter shouldn't have said nothing. But I want y'all to know that Matthias' name is in heaven, written with the rest of the daggone apostles. And I'm trying to tell you, you might think this is a good time to stay at home. You might think this is a good time to stay away from work. You might think this is a good time to give up. But I just want to encourage somebody before I'm on my way to heaven. Don't you give up. You still got to show up. Listen to me again. Never give up. Always show up. They say when Cal Ripken broke the record of Lou Gehrig for the most games played in the major league without quitting, he showed up when it was hurting. He showed up when he didn't believe his team. He showed up when he had a losing record. He showed up whether they won. He showed up or whether they lost. And I'm trying to tell you today, this just might be the day that the Lord is getting ready to bless you. You might not feel like it. It may not look like it. But if you show up and be a witness for the Lord, I'm a living witness that he just might bless you. And some might have said, I went to a meeting one night and something in my heart wasn't right. But something got a hold of me. Something got a hold of me. Must have been the Holy Ghost that got a hold of me. He'll hold you. He'll give you. He'll bless you. He'll strengthen you. He'll clothe you. He'll feed you. He'll protect you. He'll heal you. And nobody like my God. I'm closing with a story. One of my favorite preachers, Pastor Bernard Mitchell, always tells this story, and I'm going home. He says the story of a man who's real blessed. He's got a beautiful home. He's got a good job. He's got a beautiful automobile. He said he had one problem. Next door to him is an atheist. Somebody that does not believe in God. Every day the man get out from work, put up in the yard, the atheist comes across the yard, goes to the fence, and says, how in the world can you trust a God who you can't see? How in the world can you trust a God who you don't have faith in? Well, as serendipity would have it, said this man got sick one day, went to the doctor. They said he had a rare blood disease. And they said that this rare blood disease, no cure for the disease. Said the atheist found out because I just told you they best friend. Atheist walked over to him. How can you serve a God? Who will let you come down with a rare disease that can't nobody heal? He looked at him and said the same thing he said to him when he was on top. He said to him, God is still in control. He left there, and the next day they said he went to work. Amen. He went to work and they let him go. Amen. And he come back home. The atheist had found out. He come across the yard. How in the world can you serve a God, amen, who would allow you to lose your job? Y'all know what he said. He looked at him and told him, God is still in control. But then he said, not too long after that, said one day he came home. The atheist was standing over there. He didn't allow the atheist to come. He drove up in a new automobile. Said he walked over to the atheist, amen. So the atheist said, what's going on, man? How you? Said, I went to the doctor, amen. And the doctor couldn't find nothing in my report. He said, I just came across the yard to tell you that God is still good. Then he said, look at him and said, where'd you get that car from? Said, that's what I want to tell you next. Said, after that, I got a call. It was from a job who told me to come back. He said, I went to that job interview, and I got the job. Making more money, more benefits than the previous job. And this car you looking at, that was from my bonus that they gave me. So I thought I would just stop by and get myself comfortable to ride and drive by and tell you the same thing that I was trying to tell you, that God is still good. I stopped by on this road to tell you today that God is still good. One Friday, they thought they had him, amen. Beat him, whipped him, until they put him on the cross, amen. Until he gave up the ghost and said, it is finished. Until him. He said, Father, and through their hands I commend my spirit. They took his body down off the cross, put him in a borrowed tomb of Joseph Arimathea. But that's all right. Y'all don't know the story. And Sunday morning, I said, and Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. When they had him on the cross, y'all, down the road, the devil was trying to stop Michael Thompson. The devil was trying to stop Lamar Thomas. The devil was trying to stop you put your name in there. But 2021 years ago, the Lord has already fixed it for you, amen. That's why he got up with all power in his hand. I stopped by to tell you, you need to be a witness for the Lord. Whether they like you, be a witness for the Lord. If they walk away, be a witness for the Lord. Sick, I'm a witness for the Lord. Poor, I'm a witness for the Lord. Upward man, I'm a witness for the Lord. Good job, I'm a witness for the Lord. Good relationship, witness for the Lord. Bad relationship, witness for the Lord. Won't be in the church, witness for the Lord. Don't be out the church, witness for the Lord. Won't be in and feed the real good and root Chris, I'm a witness for the Lord. Lie on me, talk about me, ostracize me, put me on the cross, still a witness for the Lord. It's my invitation today. I'm gone. Doors of the church is open. The invitation today, I'm afraid, is to the saints of God. For so long, y'all been coming to church, serving the Lord, talking about how he good to you, but you're not walking in power. This is your day to walk in power. This is your day that when you get up, you don't have to say nothing but thank you, Lord. And the devil gonna tremble because you up one more time. Yeah, he tried. He tried to take me out with counsel. He tried to take me out with diabetes. He tried. He took your closest friend and made him talk about you. He tried. He made you think there wasn't nobody with you. He tried. But today, won't you? If you belong to God, I know it's COVID. We still trying to be small and distant. But if you want to become a witness for the Lord today, why don't you stand up right where you are and let the Lord know, today, Lord, I serve you. I serve you today, Lord. I'm with you, Lord. Wherever you want me to go, I'll do it, Lord. Whatever you want me to say, I'll say it, Lord. Whatever you want me to leave alone, I'll do it, Lord. As long as I got King Jesus. As long as I got him. Don't need nobody else. This for those that maybe on the phone line, Facebook Live, I don't know. May not be a number one, but it does not matter. Just come on into the kingdom of God and become a witness for God. Study God. Pray about God. Know who God is. Just love on him. Just trust him. Give him everything, especially your problems. Stuff that you can't handle. Stuff that you can't fix. Give it to the Lord and watch God work it out. They're going to say, I know you're sick. Say, yeah, I'm sick, but God is still a healer. Amen. He's still a way maker. He's still a deliverer. He can make a way out of nowhere. I wish I had somebody misunderstood. He's still good. From the scripture that Mr. Turner read. Stop worrying about everybody else. Don't worry about the speck and the trouble that the other brother has. You look in the mirror. Get that plank out of your eye. If you get your plank, that plank out of your eye, you might find out that if you was in the same situation as that other person, you might have done the same thing. But until you walk in the shoes of another person, don't you dare judge them. They are not your child. You didn't die for the church. You didn't shed your blood for their life. Leave them alone and get your life together and become a witness. Become a witness for the Lord. You're a preacher, preach well. Preach to the goodness of God. Preach when they want to hear it. Preach when they don't want to hear it. If you're a deacon, keep on praying. Pray for the folk that don't even like you. Go to their house during COVID, knock on the door, and step back and say, I was just thinking about you. I stopped by to pray for you. Have prayer, turn around, and get back in your car. Members, stop calling folk you know. Stop calling folk you know like you. Find somebody who don't like you and find out what that need is and meet that need. Because there's a story of a lion who had a thorn in his paw. Amen. He was mean to everybody. everybody there, right? Because somebody took the thorn out of the thorny land, and that brother got real nice. And somebody just needs you to stop fussing, stop judging, stop fighting, stop arguing. Find out what their thorn is. Find out where they hurt. Find out where they're broken. And let God help you become a witness to fix their situation. I'm gone, Father, in the name of Jesus. I stretch my hands to thee, Lord. No other help I know. God, I did what I thought you wanted me to do. I preached as long as I could, for hard as I could, Lord, hoping, God, that you would get the glory out of this. I hope that somebody will wake up this morning and become a witness for you. Stop witnessing for the government. Stop witnessing for jobs. Stop being a bad witness talking about this ain't going to happen and that ain't going to happen. That, Lord, we serve a God who's well able. Thank you, Lord, for making a way for us, even when we didn't deserve it. God, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. Ask you, God, to bless my family today. Bless all families that are represented in this church. God, ask you now to bless those who go in and out of these doors, trying to make it better for somebody else, even in a time like this. God, we still trust you, God. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, the members of this church who want to be in this church, God, if you would take this church today home by the power of the Holy Ghost, fill them, God, and encourage them that when we come back together, that Archie's Grove will be on fire for you, Lord. That we'll be on fire in the church, fire in the street, fire in trouble, fire in the name of Jesus. Trust you. We love you, God. We honor you and we praise you. Everything I said, God, I pray that you will bless it and encourage it. Anything I said, God, that may have been way out, pray, God, that you will cover it with your grace until somebody feel better as we get ready to leave this place. But never from your presence. Bless each individual soul. The prayers they bring, the tears they cry, the mistrust and abuse they suffer. I pray, God, right now you will restore and renew them, God. From the grieving of the sick in the hospital to the dead in the graveyard, God. And you will give us power to go on and see what the end is going to be, being a witness to you, Lord. We love you today, God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your abundant grace. Thank you, God, for your everlasting mercy, God. My prayer for your people is this. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now, and forevermore. Yes, yes, he's good. I'm done, y'all. But he's so good, it feels like I'm on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Thank God for what he's done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.